No, I don't think it's a concern. To be honest with you, I think that there are just so many guys going nationwide, and kids have so many options right now that they're just you never know what's going to click with a kid. And these Georgia kids, you couldn't put a percentage on it, but I mean the vast majority of these kids, you know, if I had to guess, won't be Bulldogs. And I think that those guys over in Athens do a great job. I mean, they're looking for guys that not only are great players, but they're looking for guys of great character. They're going to fit, and you know, they want to take their time. They don't want to miss. And if you're going to take an in-state kid, he needs to be a player, because those guys that you miss on that end up not playing for you, it hurts in a lot of ways with the high school, with the community. I mean, why is so-and-so not playing? Well, you know, we made a mistake. He wasn't as good as we thought. So I think those guys over in Athens are very thorough in what they're trying to do and just want to take, in their mind, the best possible fit in all ways. And we kind of do the same thing, relatively speaking. I mean, we're wanting to stay close and be local and take the best guy, especially in a new program. I mean, we only get one opportunity to start this thing, and we want to make sure we've got good, high-character kids who are going to buy into Coach Curry's systems and thoughts and philosophies. And so, you know, we feel like we're going to be pretty thorough in our evaluations as well.
Hey, John, I wanted to ask you this. With Georgia State being an upstart football team, what has been the biggest challenge for you recruiting-wise? Has it been, you know, trying to keep kids in state because, again, you guys don't play until 2010, or has it been a challenge at all?
Honestly, you're going to laugh at me. You're not going to expect this answer, but the biggest challenge was we had one TV and one VCR to evaluate the whole state of Georgia until about mid-October. That was the biggest challenge that we had. I mean, Bill Curry stands up and speaks, and Mom and Daddy cry, and we tour the Georgia Dome, and it's over. I mean, the kids we brought to campus, we didn't lose very many, and I think it's a great situation. It's an intriguing situation. We don't even have, when we recruited these kids, we didn't even have a place to practice. We didn't have a facility. They just came on blind faith. We haven't encountered any problems at all along those lines. The biggest problem, like I said, was honestly having enough technology to be able to evaluate the kids as fast as you'd like to in order to make the offers.
Yeah, John, building on that last question, I think a lot of people do assume that you guys are at an inherent disadvantage because of, you know, the size of your school and the just how new you guys are. But with more and more recruits committing to top Division I schools early, talk about the advantage you guys have in that you have an extended scouting process. Unlike most schools, you actually have the luxury of watching these kids play their senior years of high school. Just talk a little bit about how that's an advantage.
That is a great point, because you know what? I'm not a huge fan of this. I mean, it's getting earlier and earlier and earlier, and you're offering kids, these huge programs are offering kids before they don't even have to have a good senior year. I mean, they could have a lousy attitude. Whatever. I mean, there are a thousand different things that could happen to make you not want to offer a kid, and yet because everyone else is doing it, if you don't get your offer out on the table, you're behind. You're behind in the game, and so that's a great point you have. We don't have to do that. We can watch a kid. We can watch him play. We can watch his film. We can actually see what kind of senior year he has. And I really think that's good. I know I'm getting older and I'm kind of old school, but I tell you, to offer these kids when they're 16 years old and haven't even played a snap their senior year, I just think we're missing the boat a little bit. I think it's too much pressure on these kids. It's a lot of pressure on the coaches to evaluate. I mean, these kids have just hit puberty, some of them, for crying out loud. I mean, and you're having to make decisions that not only are affecting that kid's the next 40 or 50 years of his life, but your career as a coach as well. And I'm just really, that is a very big positive to this place where we're at, where we can actually see these kids develop and let them play their senior year and see what they're made of and see how tough they are and see if the kid's arm, you know, if he's a quarterback, going to get stronger. And then that is a very big plus.
It sounds like you're in favor then of an early signing period, or?
You know, I really don't know. I don't know enough about that to answer that question. I do know that these kids are getting offered, you know, some of them their sophomore year. I mean, you know, I mean, gee whiz, let's let a kid be a kid. So I don't honestly know enough about that, but I do know that I'm in favor of letting these kids play their senior year is what I'm in favor of, and then making your offers. But that's not what's happening right now.
Coach, we've been talking a lot about quarterback play on this show. Talk a little bit about your quarterback, Drew Little, a guy who had an offer on the table from Boston College. You guys got him in the fold. Talk about what you like about Drew. Obviously had a fantastic prep career at Henry County. But, just talk about Drew a little bit.
Drew is one of those big, strong, tough guys. And the thing that stands out about Drew is he threw for all those yards, the second most in the history of the state of Georgia. He threw for the second most touchdowns in the history of the state of Georgia. He did all those kinds of things. And I think he got sacked 6 times this year. And then I think he got sacked 4 times his junior year. So the thing that you like about him is he's a big, strong guy with a big arm, and he's throwing the ball on time. He's getting the ball out of there. He's not taking sacks. You see so many guys back there patting the ball that aren't seeing it as well as they need to see it. And obviously this guy's got a nice feel for throwing to windows and throwing to lanes and getting the ball out of there and not. So that's one of the biggest things that I'm excited about. That and the fact that he's local, and he was also a fairly high-profile kid. I'm really excited about Drew Little. And I'm not only excited about Drew, there's a kid from Lithia Springs that we signed in, Kelton Hill, who's a 5'11", very dynamic, athletic kid, who center fielder for the baseball team and played on the basketball team. And he's a 4'5", guy who has a big arm and athletic and all those kinds of things. And so it's going to be a nice competition at that quarterback spot from two local guys to see who's going to end up starting that first game in 2010.
Hey, John, we got to get to a commercial break, but we greatly appreciate you taking the time out on a Sunday to speak with us, and we wish you the best of luck putting together yet another great recruiting class.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys, what you do for college football.
All right. That was John Bond, Georgia State offensive coordinator. We got to get to a quick break. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell,
which has become a current national catchphrase.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
It's Stakey here for Energy Defenders, your insulation experts. Adding insulation to your home increases comfort year-round and, most important, lowers your heating and cooling costs up to 50%. I just had them in my house. It makes all the sense in the world. It's the best investment you'll ever make in your home. Just go to EnergyDefenders.com. Schedule a free home energy audit. It's what I did. Let Energy Defenders show you how insulation can cut your heating and cooling costs in half. More comfort, less cost, and a tax rebate this year as well. That's a grand slam. Check out EnergyDefenders.com and start saving today.
Hey, I'm Casey Johnson with Jeff Wolverton. Summer's right around the corner, and you know what that means. It's time to pull out the barbecue. This summer, don't just blend in with the crowd. Stand out with your very own Bubba Keg Convection Grill.
What's a Bubba Keg Convection Grill? Well, it's the ultimate outdoor cooking machine. Built with double wall steel and oven-grade insulation, Bubba Keg is perfectly designed for thermal convection-style cooking. It's perfect for grilling your traditional backyard favorites, but also changes the game with unmatched versatility. It can handle high-temperature searing, smoking, slow cooking, oven-style roasting, and even baking.
And on top of all of that, it's portable. You can hook it right up to your trailer hitch for on-the-go fun. Now you can be the hero of the tailgate, the campsite, the beach, or just invite everyone over to your house and become the envy of the neighborhood.
Ah, it's good to be the king.
And the queen.
The Bubba Keg Convection Grill. Take your passion for grilling to the next level. It can handle high-temperature searing, smoking, slow cooking, oven-style roasting, and even baking. Get your Bubba Keg Grill at select Home Depot stores or check it out at BubbaKeg.com. And remember, with Bubba Keg, we don't just barbecue, we bubba-cue.
And now, the ongoing saga of Dr. Barbecue. This week's episode, I've got your big green egg right here.
Paging Dr. Barbecue. We have some lifeless barbecue at a game party. Please report to Atlanta immediately.
Once again, Dr. Barbecue is called in for a consult. The author of 5 cookbooks, including the NFL Game Day cookbook, will resuscitate your taste buds at the Big Green Egg World Headquarters on May 20th with the Big Time Barbecue class. Registration is limited, so visit biggreenegg.com today.
Dr. Barbecue, we have a sports fan in shock from boring barbecue. Please hurry.
Dr. Barbecue will feature his greatest creations of easy-to-make, lip-smacking recipes made for pleasing your epiglottis, whatever that means.
Paging Dr. Barbecue, May 20th, 5:30 to 7:30 at Big Green Egg World Headquarters. Visit biggreenegg.com to register today.
Tune in for next week's episode where Dr. Barbecue says,
"You got a purty epiglottis."
When the Falcons were honored for one of the great turnarounds in NFL history, only 790 The Zone was given exclusive access.
We are live at the Sporting News NFL Awards, where the Falcons have swept Executive of the Year, Coach of the Year, and Rookie of the Year.
There was Matt Ryan joins us right now. You're looking slick back there. You got the buzz cut going there, Matt.
Well, I'm trying to get on the same level as you guys.
First for football, 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
We are back on radio, Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit, Atlanta's only all recruiting radio show. Sorry about that. I am Scott, the brain, self-proclaimed Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio with Alex Ewalt, Brian Jones, and of course, Tad, our special guest, Arapoglu. In this next segment, I wanted to get into this, what I found to be extremely interesting. It's a little late because the draft happened a couple weeks ago, but of course the draft is always relevant, always interesting. But ESPN took time to go back and review the 2005 Rivals top 10 team rankings. So the top 10 team rankings from the class of 2005, and then from there look at what those players, the players who were included in those classes, what they did or how they were drafted this last year. So quick rundown of what the top 10 looked like at the time. USC, not surprisingly, was 1. FSU, 2. Oklahoma, 3. Tennessee, 4. Nebraska, 5. Michigan, 6. University of Miami was 7th. Texas A&M, surprisingly, was 8th. Cal, 9. And UGA was 10. Not surprisingly, USC, who was ranked 1 in 2005, had the most players selected in this most recent draft with 11. But there were a ton of surprises after that. Starting with Florida State, who, as a reminder, was ranked 2nd, had the 2nd ranked recruiting class in 2005, yet only had one player, Everett Brown, who was taken in the second round, I believe. Only one player drafted in the entire 2009 draft. They had 3 5-star busts. Moving on, Tennessee, who was ranked 4th at the time, also only had one player drafted. Nebraska had one player drafted, and it was last year from their 5th ranked class. Then you move on to teams like Ohio State, who was ranked 12th that year in 2005. And the interesting part with them is Rob Schoenhoff, the quarterback, Alex Boone, were big-time recruits who didn't make it, while 3-star guys like James Laurinaitis, the linebacker, Malcolm Jennings, Brian Rabisky, Bob Hartline, those guys who were all 3-star recruits, 2-star Donald Washington, all those guys were drafted. So some of the lesser-known Ohio State guys were drafted, while the 5 and 4-star guys were forgotten. Oregon State, who was ranked 47th in 2005, had an incredible 7 players drafted. South Carolina was ranked 23rd. They also had 7 players drafted. Cincinnati, who was ranked 94th, had the 94th ranked recruiting class, had 6 guys taken. And then to kind of close things out, Mississippi State was ranked 39th. And had 6 guys taken.
Well, I think a couple things jump out at you here. South Carolina had 7 players drafted. Now, they play in the SEC where everyone's got a roster, just about everyone's got a roster full of blue-chip prospects, but what do they really have to show for that? Not a whole lot of success on the field.
And by the way, before we continue discussing this topic, I just want to, for all those people who say, oh, the SEC was down last year and the Big 12 was the best conference and the SEC, all those SEC haters should understand that when it comes draft time, that league always puts the most talent into the NFL. So when you're talking true talent on the field, forget wins and losses, out-of-conference schedules, out-of-conference records. When it comes to true NFL football talent, the SEC is forever king.
Florida State and Miami, looking at them, ACC schools, you know they've got a lot of juniors and seniors from these classes that were blue-chip guys coming in. They didn't get drafted. 7 rounds went by, 1 from each team. And you look at as far as busts, it's tough to know where do you draw the line as far as a bust.
I mean, who do you blame?
A lot of good players, great college players have to sign contract. You know, undrafted free agents.
Yeah.
A guy like Alex Boone. I mean, off the field problems, or something else entirely.
A guy
had a good college career, and he could catch on with the team and have a good NFL career. So I don't know if it's fair to label him a bust right at this point.
Well, listen, the list of FSU busts, I mean, they're notorious for not only bringing in guys who end up, you know, doing nothing, but for including top recruits in their signing classes who never even stepped foot on campus. Callahan Bright in 2005 was arguably the best player in the country and hands down the best defensive tackle to come along in years. Never even played there. Fred Rouse, if you will, was a great receiver out of Tallahassee Lincoln. Never really played there. Fizzled out. I mean, so FSU alone is a story.
Well, and Tad, you're very familiar with Miami football. These guys came in. They didn't get drafted. Something didn't shake out here. As far as Miami football,
I blame myself first and foremost. No, but you know what? The thing is, yeah, Miami struggled, but I'll be the first to say it. I love this topic because that's why every offseason I feel like I'm telling people slow down a bit on your excitement because.
Wait, when you're talking about when you get a great recruiting class.
Yeah, because, you know, there's nothing wrong with being excited about players coming in. You should be. But when you sit there and go, oh, we got the number one class and you guys are number six, you don't know how that's going to play out. And here's a perfect example. Miami had one player drafted this entire draft.
Spencer Atkins.
He's a very talented player, and he's going to be with the Falcons. But the seventh round, right? Sixth round?
Sixth round.
I mean, and that was the only player drafted out of Miami.
No, it's incredible. And the perfect example, and I've already mentioned this, is Ohio State. And when I say perfect example, I'm talking the perfect example for how the recruiting rankings are not flawed, but are how they're not always the most accurate. Ohio State's the perfect example of that because, again, you look at Schoenhoff, the quarterback, and Alex Boone, who Alex will defend apparently to the bitter end.
These guys did little
to nothing. Boone did little. Schoenhoff did nothing at Ohio State. When in that same year, three-star guys like Malcolm Jenkins, James Laurinaitis, and Brian Rabisky, Bob Hartland did a ton. And even a two-star guy like Donald Washington, DB, was drafted and had a great career there. So, I mean, it just proves that star ratings aren't everything. The two-star and three-star guys can often be better than the four- and five-star guys. Now, that's not to say that the rankings don't – that's not to say if you get a five-star guy, don't be excited, because chances are the chances of a five-star guy succeeding when compared to a two-star guy is significantly in favor of the five-star guy. The point is it's not an exact science.
Well, and they're rated that way for a reason. I mean, a five-star guy is going to have certain tools that are being looked at, and that's why he's a five-star guy. Now, the other aspect of the game, whether it's middle – whether he doesn't have other tools that he needs. I mean, those things are going to dictate whether Scott will label him a bust or not. But obviously, margin of error can be great.
And here's the other thing. Forget the recruiting rankings and the fact that sometimes two-star guys end up being better than five-star guys. What this list tells me most is some schools are just downright better at developing talent. And when you look at Florida State and how often they're going to show up on a list like this, and you compare that to a school like Oregon State who had seven players, you can't give me any reason why Oregon State had seven players drafted other than good coaching.
Well, here's the fascinating thing, too. You look at the fact that we're bashing what Florida State and Miami did and crediting Cincinnati, Oregon. Look at the fact, who was number one on that list?
USC,
and they delivered in this draft.
Right.
And that's what's fascinating is that here's a school that always delivers.
Because they have a mix of what? Good coaching and good recruiting.
Absolutely.
Where you take schools like Miami and Florida State, and this isn't – I'm not just making this generalization because of this list. It's common knowledge right now that those staffs are struggling when it comes to developing talent. Miami's staff is very questionable. And Florida State staff for years has had problems. I mean, you can't name – now Christian Ponder's there. You can't name the last quarterback. I mean, Xavier Lee and Drew Weatherford.
Probably those have guys to go back to Chris Winkie.
Right.
Until you had
I mean, they miss on more recruits than any school in the country. And how can you not point to development, a failure to develop your players?
It's with schools like that, and you look going again back to South Carolina, you had seven players drafted, which is more than a lot of SEC schools, yet you weren't contending in the SEC East. You weren't contending for a conference title. You've underachieved by all accounts.
And you keep on mentioning South Carolina. What about a school like Cincinnati, 94th in the country, and their guys who were drafted, they had six guys.
And they had two defensive backs.
Three of them were two-star guys, and another two-star guy from that class, Marty Gilliard, will almost certainly be drafted this year. So they essentially had four two-star guys drafted or from that class. I mean, that's development.
Look where Cincinnati was in 2005. They weren't even in the conversation. Now, all of a sudden, they're contesting in the Big East year in and year out.
Right.
All about coaching.
It is. It's all about listen, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes as well. Okay, you can't. Ron Zook used to love saying, it's not about the X's and the O's, it's about the Jimmys and the Joes.
Is that who you're going through for a reference, though?
Yeah, Ron Zook, I know, he's so successful. But it's true, you can't discount talent, can't do it, but you also can't win with talent if you don't have good coaching. So with that said, we got to take a quick commercial break. We are actually coming back with Hillgrove quarterback, dual-threat quarterback Sinjin Days. Until then, this is a quick commercial break. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
We can't make this a big deal.
Lunchtime has become a big deal.
Don't believe us?
You can't make too big of a deal of it. It's already a big deal.
Even the media can't stop it.
The media cannot make this into a big deal. It's already a big deal.
I'd say it's a big deal.
It's not that big a deal.
Give it up for Brandon and Wolby.
Weekdays 11 to 1. 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
It's already a big deal.
Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics!
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices of participation may vary.
I just loved cappuccinos. Before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's. This Monday, get a free sample size of a McCafe mocha from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. while supplies last. Limit one per customer per visit. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours.
Hey, this is Rhonda Duffy. I'm the number one agent in Georgia, number 10 in the U.S., thanks to my clients. And I am the broker and owner of Duffy Realty of Atlanta, the green and white signs that you see all over the city. I want to give you my take on things. People call us every day saying, hey, I know it's a bad market, but I really want to sell my house. Folks, it's not a bad market. I've sold 1,431 houses in the last 2 years, already another 150 this year alone. So if you are in the need or the want to sell your house, give it a try. We have a $500 flat fee program that allows you to last on the market until sold. So if you decide when you put it on the market that it's not the right time for you, pull it off. Come back. No charge. Listen, if you want to move or you need to move, you need to take it upon yourself to take action. Don't just complain about it. Do something. Go to DuffyRealtyOfAtlanta.com or call us at 678-366-2777 and let's get the ball rolling. It's a low-cost fee that will allow you to sell your home.
The world's greatest soccer stars come to Atlanta on Wednesday, July 22nd at 7 p.m. AC Milan of the Italian Serie A League versus Club America of the Mexican Premier League in Game 3 of the inaugural World Football Challenge Tournament. Don't miss Kaká, Ronaldinho, Pato,
and the rest of the AC Milan squad as they face Club America superstars Guillermo Ochoa and Pavel Pardo at the Georgia Dome.
Get your tickets now at worldfootballchallenge.com, Ticketmaster.com, or call 1-800-745-3000.
The taste of Alpharetta has become an annual tradition for festival goers, families, and food connoisseurs for 19 years. Mark your calendar for Thursday, May 14th from 5 to 10 p.m. to dine in downtown Alpharetta at over 50 restaurants in one fun night. Sample delicious appetizers, entrees, and desserts from the top menus in town. Free admission. For complete details, please visit 790thezone.com. Sports Radio 790 The Zone is a proud radio sponsor of The Taste of Alpharetta. See you there.
Talking Rolly Massimino with the Two Eyes Stews.
You want to welcome into the doghouse cornerback extraordinaire for the Denver Broncos. Champ Bailey's in the building. Guard Jason Richardson kicking it in the doghouse with the Stews.
You know the Stews are all about keeping it real. That's why we're giving you a real chance at stardom. It's the Crown Royal Stew on the Street, the ultimate dream job for anyone who ever wanted to get into sports radio or broadcasting. That's right, dogs and poodles. The Two Live Stews and Crown Royal are looking for the third stew. If you're crowned the winner, you can score radio broadcast training, special access to the behind-the-scenes action with the Two Live Stews, and tons more. If you're interested in learning more about the Crown Royal Stew on the Street, log on to www.twolivestews.com right now for all the details. It's the Crown Royal Stew on the Street, your chance to make it big. Log on to twolivestews.com right now and find out how you can be a champion.
Must be 21 to enter. Crown Royal, blended Canadian whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume, copyright 2008. The Crown Royal Company, Norwalk, Connecticut. It's about quality, not quantity.
Solomon, Solomon, Solomon.
Are you trying to destroy my life?
Yes, sir. Solomon Brothers, you've heard it before. Don't worry about my crusty production director, Dave. Know that Solomon Brothers is going to make you happy even when he's not. Why? They got great deals. The best deals in the entire business. And Mother's Day here means great deals. It's Solomon Brothers. Matter of fact, Charles Garnier silver earrings starting at $49. How about Sarah Blaine silver bracelets with engraved accents and natural colored gemstones? It's all part of Solomon Brothers. Great stuff. And I know it was Kimberly's birthday. Where do you think I went shopping? Solomon Brothers. And also the new deal going on right now. The price is right. They'll match any price on any jewelry from any other store or any internet or website that advertises jewelry for a certain price. That's what makes them special. It's the best showroom. It's the best people. It's the coolest place. And now they match every price where the price is right. Mother's Day coming. Birthdays, anniversaries. One place. Solomon Brothers. 17th floor tower place. Bucket.
It may only be April, but football always lives here.
Ryan looks down the seam. Caught Roddy White. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown Atlanta.
790 The Zone and 790thezone.com.
Well, all right. We are back on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. You are listening to The Official Visit. I'm Scott the Brain Janovich, joined in the studio with Alex Ewalt. Big B, Brian Jones, who's bouncing to the hip-hop music right now, if that's what you call it. And, of course, Tad Arapoglu.
Why does everyone get a cute nickname except me?
Tad, this is Deion Sanders. Tad the Greek god. We can call you. I mean, you're not anything like a Greek god, but...
You can just say Greek.
With
Greek
that
Tad.
Said, yeah, Greek Tad. Tad the Greek Arapoglu.
There you go.
Who's actually filling in for Fletcher Proctor. But we have Hillgrove dual-threat quarterback Sinjin Days on the line. Right now, we're going to jump right into that interview. Sinjin, you there?
Yes, I am.
Real quick, before we get into the more specific questions, talk a little bit about the recruiting process in general. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe you have one offer from Oklahoma State. Talk a little bit about Oklahoma State and who else you're hearing from.
Well, Oklahoma State, it's a real nice school. I haven't been there yet, but I've seen pictures on the internet. And all the coaches, Coach Gundy and Coach Spencer, they all seem very mannerable. They seem like they have a Christian background, which is very important for me to pick my school. And I just have a real good feeling with them. And the other schools that have been recruiting me is North Carolina State, Georgia Tech, Georgia, and Alabama, name a few.
Okay. One of the themes of today's show has been the spread offense and how that's impacted or affected the quarterback position, the way you guys have developed. Talk a little bit about the way – say your game has changed, the way you've been coached has changed over the years, say today compared to 5, 6, 7 years ago when you were coming up?
Well, when I was coming up, I always watched game film with my dad, which he coached me, and other coaches, so I always had a pretty good feel about any type of offensive set. And now since we run the triple option, it's not difficult, but when you first start off with it, it seems very difficult, but once you get it down, it's really hard to stop. And, I'm accustomed to the reads right now, so that's a real big thing. And the spread offense, that's something that I would like to run while I'm in college at quarterback.
Now, Sinjin, you really burst onto the scene last year. Your high school, Hillgrove, made the playoffs for the first time. You guys are a pretty new school. How did you develop between, I guess, the year before that and your breakout year last year? What skills did you acquire? What are you getting better at? And as a quarterback, what do you think you offer a system in which you would fit being dual threat quarterback? What do you think you would offer an offense?
Well, I think I would offer them speed. I'm great at decision making. My passing percentage has increased over the past couple of years. And it seems like I make smart decisions at the same time. And my work ethic and my relationship with God, which I can help everybody out with that, and my attitude. I don't get flustered if I get sacked or something. I just keep a nice, good composure.
Well, it's great that you obviously have this positive attitude and everything. And with the dual threat system, when you're a dual threat quarterback, if you can perfect it, you can be really effective on this level. And we've seen that last year. You were so talented on the run as well as throwing the ball. What parts of your game are you actually looking to improve on or work on in your senior year before you head out to college?
I think I'm improving on my passing. I had a quarterback coach, Ron Veal. He helped me out with a lot of the passing scenarios and stuff like that. And Coach Ironside, he's spent a lot of time with him working on my throwing and my decision making.
Yes, Sinjin, call me a believer as far as your quarterback abilities are concerned, but there are people out there who speculate that maybe on the college level you'll make a transition to another position, perhaps the defensive side of the ball in the defensive backfield. Talk a little bit about that fact and how important it is to you for you to play the quarterback position on the next level.
Well, I would love to play quarterback at the next level, but if a college team needs me on defense or at running back or wide receiver, I'm willing to go to any other position as long as I get a full ride scholarship. That's all that really matters to me.
Sinjin, one of the things I wanted to ask you is you mentioned that Georgia Tech is really trying to recruit you. When it comes down to that decision day and Georgia Tech still interested, are you really considering going there?
Yes, I am. They're really high on my list too. As long as they recruit my brother Jabari Hunt Days, you know, that's a real big factor in me deciding my school too.
As far as Georgia Tech is concerned, Sinjin, what do you like about them? You got to see that Paul Johnson offense last year. Just talk a little bit about what you saw and how you think you might fit in if things work out.
I like how they run the triple option just like my high school. So I've been running it for 4 years now. So if you add on 4 more years, it'd be 8 years running it. So I think I'll perfect it, and I think I'm pretty good at it right now. So I think it only would get better.
Yeah, we're talking to Hillgrove dual-threat quarterback Sinjin Days. Tad?
Sinjin, you've been talking about Oklahoma State. I think a lot of people are going to wonder if you've had the dialogue with Mike Gundy and how that's gone.
It seems like it's been going pretty well. I've talked to Coach Gundy twice, and he seems like a real nice coach. But I've mostly been talking to Coach Spencer, and he seems real nice also. You know, they really want me. They said they're recruiting two guys at their star position, and he said I'm really like their first-round draft pick out of all their guys.
Yeah, Sinjin, I know you were at the Athens Elite 11 about a week and a half ago. Talk a little bit about that experience and how it was to compete against some of the better quarterbacks in the state.
It was real interesting because I've never been to anything like that before except Under Armour Combines and Nike Combines. It just seemed like a real good atmosphere to be in with a lot of other quarterbacks that can throw well too.
Going into your senior year, you guys obviously had a great year, got to the playoffs, I think exited in the first round. But what are you looking to do next season at Hillgrove?
Next season, I really expect for us to win the state championship, in my opinion. We have a lot of people coming back that started last year as juniors and sophomores. We have a fullback, Jabari Hunt Days, my brother. And we have Chuba Uwadi at wide receiver and James Cahill at running back, and they're all big and strong.
Now, Sinjin, I did a little research on you before the interview, and one of the things I found interesting, now correct me if I'm wrong, that last year was your first year on the varsity level. Talk to me about how difficult a challenge that was to be not only the quarterback but a team leader in your first year.
To me, it really wasn't that difficult because as throughout the season, I just kept praying to God and asked for him to help the team and help me lead the team. In any way, any direction where God wants me to go. So I think the only thing that we can do is keep praying to God and everything will fall in place.
Yeah, Sinjin, one final question before we let you go. Give us a quick rundown on what it is exactly you're looking for in a school. And if you were to have every offer in an ideal world that you would want, give us your top three.
Well, my top three schools, if I had all the offers, I would probably say North Carolina State, Oklahoma State, and West Virginia. Or no, Georgia Tech.
There you go. We'll count West Virginia as number four. But what exactly are you looking for when it comes down to picking your school? What is most important to you in that school?
I want the coaches to want me pretty bad. Hopefully, I want to start my freshman year or get some playing time my freshman year. And they have to recruit my brother Jabari Hunt Days. And the coaches have to be Christians. And that's pretty much it.
That's not too much to ask for. So listen, Sinjin, we got to get to a commercial break. But again, we greatly appreciate your time here on a Mother's Day Sunday. And good luck in the upcoming season as well as the recruiting season.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for your time.
All right. That was Hillgrove. Thanks a lot. dual threat quarterback St. John days. Like I said, we got to get to a quick break. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
Pollock and Bell. Hope you guys are having a great weekend. Next week on Pollock and Bell, we talk some college football. David Cutcliffe's going to join us. Duke also. That crazy old guy who coaches West Virginia, Bill Stewart. And come on, Hawks. You got to have heart. All you really need is heart. Joe Johnson, we're talking to you.
Afternoons from 4 to 7 on 790 The Zone.
If you ask us, we think the best kind of gatherings are not the extravagant kinds or the high-profile kinds. At Peachtree Service Experts, we know the best times are with family, with friends, neighbors, and new friends, too. We know this because we've kept Atlanta families warm in the winter and cool in the summer during those gatherings for over 60 years. So we were thinking, with the economy and things the way they are, we'd like to help out to keep those family grill-outs and bunko parties and birthday gatherings going a little easier. It's a two-for-one offer on service that you just can't get anywhere else. For just $99, our Nate certified tech will perform a thorough air conditioning precision tune-up now, and then he'll come back in the fall and do your furnace tune-up absolutely free. That means you'll save up to 30% on your energy bills all year long. For the most trusted name in heating and cooling since 1947, visit PeachtreeServiceExperts.com today.
For quality service guaranteed, we're your service experts.
Kenny Leon's True Colors Theater presents Blues for an Alabama Sky by Pearl Cleage, starring Jasmine Guy at the Southeast Arts Center in Atlanta, now through May 31st. Torch singer Angel Allen's auditions and dreams are fading as quickly as the bright lights of the Harlem Renaissance, giving way to the harsh realities of the Great Depression. The Harlem Night is no place for romantic notions, but hope is illuminated in this beautiful comic drama from Oprah Book Club author Pearl Cleage, starring Jasmine Guy, Blues for an Alabama Sky at the Southeast Arts Center, Atlanta, now through May 31st.
Hi, this is former Georgia football coach Vince Dooley for the Scan Foundation, and I hope to see you at the third annual Save Our Skin Walk Run on May 23rd at Perimeter Place. To find out more, please visit us online at www.scanfoundation.com.
Fripp Island is South Carolina's most beautiful barrier island resort, a nature preserve located just outside of Hilton Head. Beach run houses, 2 4-star golf courses. Save 20% on all accommodations now through Labor Day. Go to FrippIslandResort.com.
This weekend at Rec Warehouse, take up to 50% off everything in the store. That's right, everything in the store at Rec Warehouse up to 1/2 off now. Every swimming pool is half price. Spas and hot tubs, pool accessories, patio furniture, pool tables, bars, bar stools, and more, all up to 50% off right now. Check it out online at RecWarehouse.com. Special financing is available. Hurry while supplies last. 4 convenient Atlanta locations for the Rec Warehouse. We make it fun to stay home. A pool for the summer? A pool table for the rumpus room? Get it from Rec Warehouse.
I had lots of options when choosing a career. Some just didn't seem to fit who I am. I could have been a doctor. Put a Band-Aid on it, just in case. Ah, that's not me. I could have been a lawyer. I rest my case, just in case. Nah, doesn't work either. But then Safe Auto came along. Hassle-free state minimum coverage, just in case. We keep you legal for less, just in case. It was a natural fit. 1-800-SAFE-AUTO.
SAFE-AUTO. Welcome to Economics 101. Now, when a given item greatly exceeds the expectations of the purchaser, it is referred to as a good value. To illustrate, I've placed McDonald's meals on your desks. Point made.
I love economics.
Share your smarts. Grab McDonald's double cheeseburger or McChicken sandwich with medium fries and a medium Coca-Cola for just $2.99 every day. Prices and participation may vary.
I just loved cappuccinos. Before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's. This Monday, get a free sample size of a McCafe mocha from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. while supplies last. Limit one per customer per visit. Many drive-thrus open 24 hours.
Are you bored at work? Test your concentration on the Taco Bell match game and win 99-cent tacos only on 790thezone.com.
Thank you.
We are back on Radio 790 The Zone. You're listening to The Official Visit, brought to you by Score Atlanta, Atlanta's very own or only all recruiting radio show, which makes us, like I always like to say, the best in the business. I am Scott, the Brain Janovitz, joined in the studio with Alex Ewalt, Brian Jones, and of course, Tad the Greek, Arapoglu.
Thank you.
Who is replacing Fletcher Proctor, but we are actually Calhoun quarterback, former Darlington quarterback, now Calhoun quarterback, Nash Nance on the line. We will dive right into that interview. Nash, you there? Well, can't quite get... Nash, you there? Hello, Nash.
Nash, you there?
It looks like we're... Nash, can't hear us? We will try to, reestablish... Nash, can you hear us? That call was dropped. Well, moving on. I guess one of our one of the things we wanted to discuss, well, in the meantime, was while we can get Nash back on the line, one of the things we actually wanted to discuss towards the end of the show, and I guess we'll have to talk about it now, is the recent APR. For those of you who do not know what APR stands for, it is the Academic Progress Rate, which I believe was established in around 2004 by the NCAA as a way of gauging how well college student athletes are developing in the classroom. We actually have Nash back on the line. Let's see if this works this time. Nash, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
There we go. We got Nash. Good to have you, Nash. Let's kind of dive right into things. I know you have offers as of now, or if I'm wrong, correct me, but under my understanding, you have offers from Mississippi State, Vanderbilt, UFC, and Harvard. Talk a little about each one of those schools, what you like about those schools, and what you're specifically looking for in a school.
We went up to Harvard the past summer, and when I got my offer from there, you know, I was really, you know, astonished, you know, to get that offer because, you know, it's a great honor just to have an offer from a school like that with a great academic background. And, you know, they're just known for their academics there. And Vanderbilt as well, you know, they play the toughest football, the SEC. And as well, they have great academics there. And, you know, Mississippi State with Dan Mullins there, he is now there. He offensive coordinator was at Florida and now is at Mississippi State, you know. So it's causing a lot of new excitement there. And UCF, you know, a friend is committed there, Cody Ralston. And so, you know, if I could go there and play with a former player, you know, that'd be really neat. And they got a great program there as well.
And Nash, Alex Ewalt here. When did the recruiting process really pick up for you? I think between your sophomore and junior years, you participated in a camp in Athens, a Georgia camp. But when did things really start to pick up for you?
Well, really, after that Georgia camp and the Florida camp as well, I went down to Urban Meyer quarterback camp. You know, right after that, I kind of blew up, you know, got a lot of stories on me on Rivals and Scout.com, stuff like that. You know, I just started working a lot harder, you know, after that. It just motivated me more and more. And, you know, you get out what you put in. And, you know, I believe I put in a lot of hard work and things are paying off now. And, you know, hopefully we're looking forward to having a great football season here at Calhoun.
You know, Nash, you mentioned the work done on you on Rivals. They have you listed as a pro-style quarterback. But I've watched the game tape, and I have to say that as you certainly can drop back to pass well, and you have a great, I guess, West Coast offense with the short passes. But in my opinion, you're very, very talented on the run. And my question is, do you consider yourself a pro-style quarterback, or do you think you're more of a dual threat?
Well, you know, I always look to pass first, run second. You know, I believe you got to have some mobility while playing the quarterback position because, you know, if not, they're just going to sit there and they're going to drop five or six, you know, they're just going to pick off your passes. So I believe you got to have some mobility as a quarterback and do some things with the run as well. And, you know, I believe I can do both.
Nash, one of the things I want to ask you is you mentioned Mississippi State recruiting you. And as you already mentioned, that Dan Mullen is the head coach. Have you got a chance to talk to him at all? Nash, you there?
Down to Mississippi State, and Mullen spent about 6 hours with us while we were down there. So, you know, I previously knew him from the Florida camp and getting to know each other there kind of hit off, and that's probably why I got that offer from him so early. And so we have a pretty good connection with each other and talked to each other quite a bit.
And Ash making the move to Calhoun, a lot of weapons to work with there. Highly regarded receiver Derrick Rogers, you're going to be throwing to. And obviously this is a team that throws the ball around a lot. I got a chance to see them in the championship game. It was a loss to Powerhouse Buford, but what excites you about playing in that offense? What attracted you to Calhoun in the first place?
Well, you know, I'm grew up in Calhoun. I'm from here. I've always lived here. You know, driving that drive to Darlington, you know, about 50 miles every day was pretty rough. And so really it's just coming back home, you know, being with all my old friends I grew up with, picking up old relationships from friends, you know. It wasn't as hard as a move as everyone would think, you know. Everybody was real welcoming, and even the quarterback, you know, Michael Johnson, you know, me and him are great friends. So it's not, it wasn't that hard of a transition. Everybody's welcome, and, you know, everybody's really excited for this next season to start.
Yeah, Nash, the scuttlebutt surrounding your recruiting is that you have, I guess, an extreme interest in Clemson, especially, and an especially solid relationship with offensive coordinator there, Billy Napier. Talk about Clemson and the relationship you have with Napier and how – just how attractive a destination that would be for you.
Well, he visited a couple of days ago down and came to our spring practice, and, you know, he liked what I saw. You know, we really got to know each other just through email and phone calling, you know. Just getting to know each other is one of the biggest things, especially from the quarterback standpoint, out of any position, you know, that you can get recruited as. Because, you know, quarterbacks are a lot different. Because, you know, you got to get to know your coach. You got to get to know what they like, what you like, what's about them. You know, you just got to know each other really well. And, you know, Coach Napier, you know, kind of have the same background. He's kind of from the same area I am, just a old country boy, you know, like to fish and stuff like that. So, you know, we got a great relationship and hope to keep building on that and in the recruiting process as it goes.
Yeah, we spoke a little earlier about how you've attended a bunch of camps in the last year or so. I know you were also at the Athens Elite 11 camp. I know St. John Days was there as well, but you were there about a week and a half ago. Talk about your performance there and just about the opportunity to compete against some of the other top-notch quarterbacks.
Well, actually, I had to tweak my back 2 days before that, so I don't feel like I could compete at my top performance while I was down there. But, you know, I brought Derrick Rogers down there with me, and even though I didn't get to throw with him, it was a great experience for both of us. And, you know, I know most of the guys I compete against, you know, from other camps. So, you know, really just getting to know those guys, and, you know, it's really fun just to get out there and talk with them because, you know, it's just – you know, you see these guys on recruiting and you think, man, they're so good. But really, they're just down-to-earth kids just like everybody else. And it's really fun just to get out there and compete and, you know, really just get ready for your high school and talk about other players on the teams. And it's really just a great atmosphere for all high school players to go out there and do this sort of things.
You know, we know you've been working hard in the off season and trying to get ready for this upcoming senior year. You're obviously walking into a decent situation, Calhoun making it to the state championship last year, as we mentioned, and losing to Buford. Buford's been such a powerhouse over the past few years, but the addition of you seems to put Calhoun at a better advantage to come through with a victory this time. Is that something you guys have been discussing?
Well, yes, sir. You know, I really push the guys in the weight room and on and off the field. You know, I got a great relationship with all of our coaching staff, and, you know, that's important in building that. Especially with the players, you know, you got to step up and be a leader. You know, I think everybody's working a lot harder. You know, some of the coaches have talked about, you know, since I've gotten there, the atmosphere's kind of changed, definitely in the weight room, you know, because I'm, you know, they look at me, this kid from maybe like a prep school, and see how I, you know, have certain things that other less fortunate kids can't, but they see me come in and work just as hard as they do, if not harder, you know. I believe I'm one of the hardest working guys on the team. I'm going to push everybody to their limit, whether they like it or not. So everybody's just really excited about it. And, you know, the spring practice has been real exciting, especially with all the college coaches coming around.
Yeah, we're talking to Calhoun, what we would like to call dual threat quarterback Nash Nance. Finishing up real quick, Nash, I know you've had at least some experience talking to recruiting's biggest and newest character, One Lane Kiffin. I also know that you were quoted as saying, if they're as good as they think they are, then they'll do good. Tell me a little bit about what you meant in that quote, and just in general, what your experience with Lane's been like.
Well, you know, they got a lot of exciting things going on there. You know, we went to their practice, and, you know, they talk about how it's fast-paced, and, you know, it really is. We go there, and it's just back-to-back-to-back. You know, it's nonstop. You know, that coaching staff is really pumped up for the team and the team as well, you know, very motivated. You know, they're really just working hard there. And, you know, they got a lot of high expectations coming in as a first-year coaching staff, but from the work I've seen and what players are putting in there, you know, it's very possible for them to have a great season this year.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd say something a little more negative about Lane Kiffin and the Vols, seeing as we're in Georgia. But you were honest, so we're going to have to get to a quick commercial break, but we greatly appreciate your time, Nash, spending your Sunday with us for at least 8 minutes, and we're going to have to let you go. But again, thank you, and good luck in the coming season.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
As I said, we got to get to a quick commercial break. You're listening to The Official Visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I want you guys to meet an old friend of mine who knows a thing or two about baseball.
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 Hey, guys, this is Chipper Jones, and nobody delivers baseball news like Chris Domino because he's a baseball man on 790 The Zone. Really?
Extreme Fighting Fan. Fight Party is back. Fight Party, along with Miller Lite and New Avenues, present revenge this Saturday night at the Gwinnett Arena. Fight Party. The undisputed king of MMA in Georgia. Some of the toughest extreme fighters in the world today. Get your tickets now at the Gwinnett Arena box office, Ticketmaster outlets, or get them online at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets start at just $25. Fight Party at the Gwinnett Arena this coming Saturday night.
Mark your calendar for the first annual Whole Hog Happening Barbecue and Music Fest on Saturday, May 16th from 11 to 7. This barbecue event at Six Flags Whitewater benefits the Cobb County Boys and Girls Clubs. Listen to live music from Hurricane Wilson and Banks and Shane. And check out the cars in the Ed Boyles Car Show. For complete details, visit 790thezone.com. Special thanks to Gas South, Whitewater, Wellstar, Cobb County Sheriff's Department, Lush Lawns Turf Care, and Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Prestige Helicopter offers helicopter tours over Atlanta. Mother's Day date night where you land atop the W Hotel downtown for dinner. Check out PrestigeHelicopters.com for more details.
Cold.
Running, check it and see. I got a fever.
Of like 34 degrees. Cold.
Blooded.
Cold.
Blooded.
When you drink a beer as cold and refreshing as Coors Light, everything turns cold. Frostbrewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Great beer, great responsibility.
Cold.
This summer, cold refreshment will show its true colors. Coors Light introduces the new 12-ounce cold activated can. When the mountains turn blue, your beer is as cold as the Rockies. Frostbrewed Coors Light, the world's most refreshing beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Coors Light believes with great beer comes great responsibility. This beer has been rated cold and refreshing. Opening everywhere.
Solomon, Solomon, Solomon.
Are you trying to destroy my life?
Yes, sir. Solomon Brothers, you've heard it before. Don't worry about my crusty production director, Dave. Know that Solomon Brothers is going to make you happy even when he's not. Why? They got great deals. The best deals in the entire business. And Mother's Day here means great deals at Solomon Brothers. Matter of fact, Charles Garnier silver earrings starting at $49. How about Sarah Blaine silver bracelets with engraved accents and natural color gemstones? It's all part of Solomon Brothers. Great stuff. And I know it was Kimberly's birthday. Where do you think I went shopping? Solomon Brothers. And also the new deal going on right now. The Price is Right. They'll match any price on any jewelry from any other store or any internet or website that advertises jewelry for a certain price. That will make them special. It's the best showroom. It's the best people. It's the coolest place. And now they match every price with The Price is Right. Mother's Day coming. Birthdays, anniversaries. One place. Solomon Brothers. 17th Floor Tower Place. Bucket.
Hey guys, Mike Bell here for Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. And now more than ever, you can count on Aaron's. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. They're tough to beat when it comes to price, quality, the terms of lease, and the service, and the name brands you want. Go to shopaarons.com, find out where the store is near you, and then you find the plan that makes sense and get the stuff you want in your home today. Don't save for a rainy day. Get it now, like computers. Aaron sells more computers and TVs than anybody out there. Some great deals right now, like a compact notebook, $99.99 a month on a 12-month lease, or the guaranteed lowest price in town. You need a bedroom set? We got that. You want living room furniture? Yeah, they got that too. But also, name brand appliances, like right now, a washer and dryer from Frigidaire, $99.99 a month on a 24-month lease. From Amana for $69.99 $29.99 on a washer and dryer set on an 18-month lease. So come on, get with the program. Get to Aaron's Sales and Lease Ownership. Now more than ever, you can count on Aaron's to get the things you need with a lease you can live with. Aaron's, do the math. Nobody beats the Aaron's price. Nobody. Remember, Aaron's sells more TVs than anybody. Get a big screen. Watch the NBA playoffs in style.
Hi, this is former Georgia coach Vince Dooley for the Scan Foundation. Do you know that skin cancer is the most common form of cancer in the U.S.? The good news is that when diagnosed early, skin cancer has a 96% cure rate. That's why I encourage every Georgian out there to come out May the 23rd, 8 a.m., to the third annual Save Our Skin Walk Run at Perimeter Place. Take part in our 5K and get a free skin spot check by a licensed dermatologist. Please visit www.scanfoundation.com.
Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, the show's on the road. We broadcast live from Stats, getting you ready for game four of hopefully what's not going to be a sweep between the Hawks and Cavs, and we skin that sausage. Woo!
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
We are back to close out the show on Sports Radio 790 The Zone. Again, you're listening to the official visit brought to you by Score Atlanta. I am Scott Janovitz, joined in the studio with Alex Ewell, Brian Jones, and Tad Arapoglu. We jumped the we got a little ahead of ourselves earlier, but what I wanted to discuss in this last segment is the academic progress rate, the APR, which the NCAA came out with this last week. And what APR, for those of you who don't know, is it's a way of measuring the development, the academic development of student athletes. What they do is, each player has the ability to earn 2 points, one for eligibility, one for retention, so staying at that school. And then the number of points you earn is then divided by the total number of points possible, multiplied by 1,000. Long story short, Georgia was number one in the SEC, which I'm a little surprised to see, as I know a lot of people who went to the University of Georgia, not athletes, but and they weren't the sharpest tools in the shed. But Georgia's number one. Just kidding, by the way. Ole Miss is last.
Nicely done.
Ole Miss is last. Vanderbilt's two, which most of the time they're up. They're number one, but they're two this time. So holding steady. And Florida is three with 963 points. The minimum you can have is 925. And here's the point. If you're below 925, and Ole Miss was, you lose scholarships. Ole Miss had 910 points, and they lost three scholarships that they can self-police and take away from themselves, I believe, over the next 3 to 4 years. But the interesting thing for Georgia's sake, the state of Georgia, that is that Georgia Tech was one of three schools to lose basketball scholarships. And again, the reason was for not meeting an NCAA requirement for graduations.
Oh, and here's the thing that bothers you about that. You got players like Thaddeus Young, Javaris Crittenden, Jarrett Jack, and even Rashawn Dickey earning professional basketball paychecks.
Right.
Which hurts them in the APR standings, but It doesn't make sense when a guy can enter the draft after his freshman year. He's going to
And that's an important distinction, because graduation rate dismisses those. In other words, they don't include those. So your graduation rate is not hurt by those who leave school early for any reason, unless it's an academic reason. Whereas the APR does include those. So for every Tech player that left school early, that counts against their APR. What I find interesting is why this isn't used more in the recruiting game. Why are kids so interested, or I should say more interested in what Ben Hill Griffin Stadium looks like, or how awesome the new treadmill is, rather than how well each school, or how good each school is at developing you academically?
I think it's interesting, too, because earlier in the show we were talking about taking a risk and what players to bring in. Now you really want to see, obviously you want to see smarter kids show up to improve these kinds of rankings.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. We had fun today, but as I said, I would like to see kids start using this more in the recruiting, or schools using this more in the recruiting process. Before we go, I'd like to say again, happy Mother's Day to all you mothers out there. And with that, goodbye, Atlanta. This is the official visit on Sports Radio 790 The Zone, signing off.
Contrary to popular belief, our hosts weren't raised by wolves. They were raised by caring and loving mothers who apparently lost a bet with God. So this Mother's Day, we salute them and all the other great moms out there.
Happy Mother's Day from Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
You're Mayhem in the AM.
Monday on Mayhem in the AM, the show's on the road. We broadcast live from Stats, getting you ready for game four of hopefully what's not going to be a sweep between the Hawks and Cavs, and we skin that sausage. Woo!
Morning, 6 to 11, only on 790 The Zone
and 790thezone.com.
790 The Zone is Georgia Tech's flagship station. WQXI Atlanta, a big league broadcasting company.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Mark Thomas. About 100,000 homes and businesses in Illinois and Missouri are still without power in the aftermath of a wave of deadly storms. The storms brought winds that gusted up to 100 miles an hour, splintering some homes.